844. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our military quiz today with Pastor Chatfield. Any response to that text that Eisenhower did not want that title of supreme leader?
It could be. I just don't know.
Okay.
It could be. It sounds like something that he would say. It does sound like it. You know, Eisenhower, I learned something. Eisenhower, he didn't want to use the atomic bomb on Japan. He argued against it. I really didn't know that until very recently. Hmm. Eisenhower didn't like big military parades. Eisenhower didn't like wars. I mean, he didn't like war. And you'll find that with a lot of generals. He did not like war. Obviously, it's not true completely, but I mean, he was a general. Sure. But he was, when he was president, he talked about the military complex, the industrial military complex in the United States, the bomb makers, the gun makers, the people. He was leery of them, always pushing for war. He didn't like that. He said, you got to be careful about that, because there's always people who make money during wars. And he was leery of that. Just kind of interesting. It is the way it is. He didn't want, it was proposed before D-Day to bomb Europe into submission, because we had air superiority. And he said, no, we're not just trying to win the war here. We're trying to save Europe. We don't want to make Paris a rubble, which we have to before the Germans would surrender. I mean, a few interesting things about we're going to lose some men here, but we're trying to save Europe intact. It's just some things I've learned about Eisenhower. They're just interesting. So there you go. But it sounds like something he would say, knowing that. Okay, here's another one. What was the name of the U.S. policy regarding the containment of communism during the Cold War? During the Cold War, what did we call that?
During the Cold War?
So after World War II.
Yeah.
From about 1948 until, 1989, we could say that's the Cold War. Now, what the internet said is the policy of containment. Okay, I'd prefer to call it the Truman Doctrine. We want to contain communism wherever it is, and whenever freedom is challenged, we're going to fight. That's what that idea led us into the Korean War and led us into the Vietnam War. We do not want the spread of communism. That was the policy. Okay, and on the same line, give me the decade, Randy, of the Korean War. Just the decade.
The 50s.
The 50s, exactly. 1950 to 1953. Give me, Randy, the decade of the Vietnam War.
The 60s.
The 60s. Mid-60s right up until... until we evacuated Saigon in 1975, you could say the late 60s, mid 60s. By 1972, right, we were out, pretty much. The policy that we had was Vietnamization of the war. We were going to turn the war over to the South Vietnamese, and they're going to fight it, and it didn't work, and it fell. That is just the way it is. Okay, and that's a history that a lot of our Vietnam veterans don't like to hear. Most of the Vietnam veterans that I know say we should have fought that. We could have won that war if we'd have fought it with both hands, but we always had one hand tied behind our back. They don't like it. Vietnam veterans should be applauded because they went and served their country when they were not enthralled with the leadership. And the leaders of during Vietnam, you know, starting with Kennedy to some measure, but especially Johnson and Nixon, were always concerned that we don't want the escalation of the war and have Communist China and or the Soviet Union come on and come to a nuclear exchange. So we always fought that with one hand tied behind our back. And so that's the way that is. Okay. 13. This is a little harder. Who was the commander of U.S. forces in Vietnam for much of the war? He kind of set the policies. Who was the supreme commander, American general, in charge of the Vietnam War?
Let's see.
Some of our Vietnam veterans would remember that.
Right. You guys help me with this one because I was only basically, you know, through the 60s, 10, 12 years old. Supreme leader of Vietnam. Captain Jeff, anybody out there? You guys send me a text message real quick. I can't think.
I'll move on and give him a chance.
Yeah, let's put that on hold. Yes.
We'll come back to that. Generally speaking, I think this is probably true. What event was, we could say, wow, the Cold War is over, or this is a dramatic event that marked the end of the Cold War? It was in the 1980s, late 1980s.
End of the Cold War?
Yeah, or it might have been early, it might have been 1990, but it was late. It was during the administration of George Herbert Walker Bush.
H.W. Bush. It was after Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, yes, tear down this wall.
Yes, well, you're on the right track there.
I know. Okay, George H.W. Bush, a single event, you're saying.
Yeah, tear down this wall. What came down?
Oh, the actual end, the final section of the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, the fall of the Berlin Wall.
And the people did that, right? It wasn't military.
Yes, I mean, it was like freedom for the East Berliners, and that you could see that is generally a good spot to say. Now, when I say good spot, you could say the end of the Cold War was 89, 90, 91, because it didn't happen all at one time. But when the Berlin Wall fell, boy, I remember watching it saying, wow, now that is news. Never thought that would happen.
I got a question for you on that point. Which president said, Ich bin ein Leaner, Berliner?
John F. Kennedy.
And isn't that amazing how Kennedy and Reagan ended up being so in sync with each other on their foreign policy when it came to Berlin?
Yes. Yes.
I found that just, you know, and everybody's like, you know, today, John F. Kennedy would be a Republican.
He would be, no question. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, the Democrats don't even go back and use his name anymore.
No.
They don't do that.
No. Anyway. And I find it very interesting how now his nephew is so aligned with Trump. You know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. being, you know, in charge of Health and Human Services for Trump's administration. Kind of an interesting connection there, I think, between the Kennedy family and Trump.
Right. Okay, go back to 14. Who was the commander of U.S. forces in Vietnam for much of the war? Anybody throw an answer out there?
Oh, yeah, let me check my text. Let's see. I was told we pulled out of Vietnam because China threatened to get involved. No, you're not on topic, Jim. I appreciate the comment. He said we pulled out of Vietnam because China threatened to get involved. Is that accurate?
Yes, in a way. Okay. We did not want the war to escalate. And so, plus, we pulled out because it became unpopular in the United States because all of the Americans dying. And it was and Vietnam was the first war where we saw it live on TV every night. And it changed. It wasn't just the names in the newspaper. We could see people carrying bodies out of the jungle. And American popular opinion went against Johnson. And that's why he didn't run again. That's why he didn't run for a second term.
Right.
He was an unpopular president.
Well, you know what? I always tell people the reason they ended the Vietnam War is because they knew I was graduating in 76.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
That crazy Randy's coming to Vietnam. We got to end this war. Okay. All right, next one. Let's get with the next one.
The answer is William Westmoreland, General Westmoreland.
Oh, Westmoreland. Yes, yes, yes. I remember that now.
Okay. What military action... What was this called? What military action was launched in response to the September 11th attacks? What did George W. Bush call it? Operation what?
Oh, because it's come on, Randy. Operation Iraqi Freedom. I don't remember.
And Operation
Enduring.
Enduring Freedom. Okay, here's the next one. What was the name of the military operation to remove Saddam Hussein from power in Iraq? It's a different war. Yeah, you just said it.
Operation Desert Freedom.
Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Iraqi Freedom, excuse me.
Just here's another one. What was when Iraq invaded Kuwait, what was that operation called? When we went to defend Kuwait from... Yes.
And wasn't that like... a three-hour war?
Yeah, it wasn't long. Yeah, it wasn't long. Was not long. It was first called Operation Desert Shield. Then it became known when we invaded Iraq and took them out very quickly. It was called what?
Desert Storm?
Correct. Desert Storm.
Right.
Desert Storm. Okay, this one you'll get. It's easy. What is the name of the U.S. military Space Force branch? What did President Trump call it?
Space Force?
Yeah, United States Space Force. Yes, Space Force, yes. Yeah, very good. And this one's really easy. I know you'll get this one. What American president ordered the bombing of Iran's nuclear sites?
Yes, Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, that's going to go down in history. I mean, that's historical.
I think so.
Obviously, very... historical event. Okay, so let me give you a few harder ones while we got some time, and then you tell me when to shut up. Okay. What was the nickname of the volunteer cavalry unit led by Theodore Roosevelt during the Spanish-American War?
Spanish. Well, I know this wasn't during that. I was going to say Rough Riders came to the head.
Correct.
But
that's it. Correct.
Okay.
Rough Riders.
It just popped in, and I thought, no, it's wrong. It came to me too quick. Hey, I got a question from you, from Officer Rick, when we get back. We're going to take a final break here on today's military quizzes. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today's discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Officer Rick, he said, ask Pastor Chatfield if he knows how many German Shepherd border guard dogs had to be euthanized when the Berlin Wall came down.
Wow.
There was a story about it. I don't remember this story. Okay, Officer Rick, what's the answer? I have no idea. I think I remember, you remember the soldiers that used the German Shepherds on the wall. I forget. He's got me stumped on it. Okay, Rick, give us the answer. The clock is ticking. We got
to. I would say he's probably got the name wrong. They were East German.
Yeah, East German. Shepherds. Yeah, yeah,
no, East German. That's a little joke.
Yeah, that's
they were West German Shepherds.
Not West, no, West German. Yeah. They were East German. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the other component to that, and that's really interesting because how many times had we been dealing? I mean, you mentioned, Ich bin ein Berliner by, I'm saying it wrong, of course, pronouncing it wrong, but my German isn't that good anymore. But Kennedy. When did Kennedy make that statement? Do you remember the event or the year he was over there?
When he visited. No, obviously, it had to have been between 61 and 63.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't remember the event, but, I mean, okay, so there you got him in the 60s saying it, and then Reagan saying it in the 80s. I mean, that had been on our radar for, two decades, basically.
Right.
Wow, that's amazing. Unbelievable. All right, one last opportunity, Rick. Give us the answer, or is he was just being sarcastic? He's off on road patrol today, and he texted me early. He's getting a Slurpee. He's going to be bad, and he's going to splurge and get
but
a Slurpee.
But I would guess they probably did. I don't know. They probably gave them away. I don't know. Okay, here's one more question.
Okay.
It's a more modern history. What was the name of the operation where U.S. forces were deployed to Panama in 1989, had been under George Herbert Walker Bush, to protect American citizens and capture General Manuel Noriega? Remember what that was called?
No idea.
Operation Just Cause.
Yeah.
Now that Operation Just Cause.
That was not my thing. I didn't pay attention to that one at all.
Okay. Well, I've got a few more harder ones.
But yeah, let's get into them real quick. Got a couple
never get
minutes.
This. I would not get this one at all, but I would not have gotten this question. Somebody will have to look this up quickly. According to legend, who earned the nickname Molly Pitcher during the Revolutionary War for taking her husband's place at a cannon. And there's a painting about it, and it was, you heard the story of Molly Pitcher. What was her real name?
Molly Pitcher. That was her alias?
That's what she became known as. Somebody's going to have to look this up. If anybody knew this off the top of their head, I would be impressed. I didn't know it off the top of my head. I've heard the story, but I couldn't remember the name.
What was the real name of Molly Pitcher during the Revolutionary War? Let's see if my AI phone can do it. Was that the correct pronunciation?
Well, Pitcher.
Molly Pitcher?
Pitcher, like baseball pitcher. Oh, Molly Pitcher. Pitcher.
What was the real name of Molly Pitcher during the American Revolutionary War? Now it's generating an answer. Okay, Molly Pitcher. They've got her at the cannon.
Yes.
Okay, let's go with this first one. Okay, I'm going to go with the encyclopedia. Let's see what they came up with. Mary Ludwig?
What I've got is Mary Hayes.
Mary Hayes. Ludwig Hayes, and yes. Also Mary McCauley.
This is what you would call trivia. But it was an inspiring story that her husband died, and she took up the cannon and started fighting herself.
Now, Battle of Monmouth. Monmouth.
Was that true? The historians say, well, we're not even sure that there was a battle, of course, but she actually did it, maybe. Whatever,
okay,
it's a good story.
Okay, here
it's
is.
A good story.
According to legend, June 28, 1778, Mary Hayes, wife of artilleryman William Hayes, carried water to cool the cannon and the soldiers and to give water to the soldiers in her husband's battery. However, that's where the nickname Pitcher came from, was that she was carrying pitchers of water. Legend shows and asserts that when Hayes collapsed or was wounded, she took place in the gun crew's fight for the rest of the battle. New Jersey.
Right.
Interesting.
So maybe. Yeah. I will say yes, because what does it hurt, right?
Well, if she's out there and she's carrying water, pitchers of water to cool the cannons and to water the guys, and he goes down, what is she going to do? Is she going to stand there and just, not do anything? I mean, that's the way those women were back then. So,
One last question. What is the date on which U.S. Army was established? And later it became, I think, because of that, known as Flag Day. Anybody know?
Yeah, June 14th.
June 14th, 1775. That was the date in which the United States Army was established, where we say we're going to have a general, yep, and he's going to lead the army.
Well, that's why we just celebrated that 250th anniversary, because it was 1775, not 1776. Got it. Good stuff, Pat Chatfield. Greatly appreciate it.
Okay.
That was fun, man. We'll see you on the radio on Sunday from 11 to noon, sir.
Yes, sir.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when